We are in Simen Reish Mem Vov. Let us go over quickly Siv Dalet. Yisrael Shehisker Shvorim Leini Yehudi Lachresh Bahem V'chayresh Bahem. A Yisrael that rented out Shvorim to a Goy V'chayresh Bahem, and his Chayresh Shabbos also, which is a big problem of Shvises Behemah. Yesh matirim im kibol olav heini Yehudi achayis mise ugzeilo ugneve. If the goy was, it's the yid's behemah, but the goy was mekabel achayis, responsibility if the behemah or die, this is not a normal seicha. A seicha doesn't have all these responsibilities. Im kibolov and Yehudi achayis mise ugzeilo ugneve viyukra vizula. I think viyukra vizula means as follows: that let's say when he got the behemah, it was worth $1,000, and when he returns the behemah, so if the behemah is worth $800, the goy is going to give him $200. So the goy has responsibility on the zoil also, that since it became cheaper in my rishus, I'm going to pay you the $200 plus the behemah. And yukra, I think, means if it's worth $1,200, I think the yid will give him $200. That means legabi yoyka v'zoil, it's the goy's. Legabi yoyka v'zoil, so that means legabi many, many things, he's like a bailim. He's a bailim that if anything happens with it, he has complete responsibilities. He's a bailim that if it was zoil, you can't say, Hareisha loch lefanecha, take back your behemah. No, we consider you gave me a behemah that's worth $1,000, I have to pay you back $200. And v'yukre means that fakert, if it became more expensive, you have to give me $200 now. So all these halachas, the first day he holds, it gives him a din bailim. The goy is a bailim, since he has all responsibilities, and he possesses the yoyka, and he's mechuyev to pay for the zoil. So we consider this is kemat the goy's behemah, because the goy has many characteristics of a bailim.
If it's yukra, let's say the yid doesn't have the money at the end of Shabbos or whatever, the goy could keep it.
Well, he owes him $200. He owes him $200. That means that
the Kenyan, it still wouldn't be a Kenyan of the
right. Wouldn't be his.
He just owes him money. He owes him money. That these are responsibilities. Saimitzad the maskil, saimitzad the seicha, which show in reality that the goy is a pretty much of a bailim. Even though all these responsibilities exist, the kivin she'ein ha'eni yehudi yochel lemochrim yirsa, but this he can't do. That means, what if the goy wants to sell it? So then the maskil tells him, Anshuldik, it's my behema, you can't sell it. Nikreis behemas Yisrael, so it's called. That means it's still the yid's behemah. So Mamela, if the goy will work with it on Shabbos, the yid will be over on Shvises behemtim. That's Siv Dalet. Now we'll see Siv Hey. Im Yisrael ve'ena Yehudi shutfim bebehema. A Yisrael and a goy are shutfim bebehema. Muta, they bought a behemah b'shutfis. We're talking about a behemah. This is only behemahs. In Yisrael, no, the behemah is not a machine. Is not a behemah. In Yisrael, ve'eni Yehudi shutfim b'behemah. Va Yisrael and a goy are shutfim in a behemah. Muta lasser by a behemah b'shutfis. Muta lasis bo eini Yehudi meloche b'Shabbos, so the goy will be permitted to do meloche in Shabbos al yedei sheyasne im ha'eini Yehudi B'tchilek shekonu oisom sheyitoil ha'eni Yehudi b'Shabbos b'Yisrael b'Yom Chol. Now, this is a glata heta. A goy and a yid want to buy a behemoth. The behemoth is worth $1,000. Each one is giving $500. So they make up between themselves. They make up between themselves for 5 days of the week. We are shutvim in the behemoth. Shabbos, it's completely yours. Sunday, it's completely mine. So memele, so then it comes out, and that's how it was bought. That's how the shutvis set itself. That's the partnership. So memele, so it comes out Shabbos when the goy is working with the behemoth, it is his behemoth. There's no shaila of shvisas behemtoi. So if they'll make such a shutvis, and they'll speak out in the beginning, this is the shutvis, 5 days we shutvim, and there's a chalukas hayomim of 2 days, Shabbos it's the goyis, and Sunday it's the yids, it's muta lechatchile. Betchile shekonu, let us see the Mishnah Berure, the nimtso, the loiknuya habehema li Yisrael klal b'yoyim haShabbos. So when the behema was purchased, the yid never purchased the behema on Shabbos. It's b'shutvus for 5 days and his on Sunday. Va'oz, now if this was the agreement b'shas the kinyan, there are two kulas. Kula number one, Mutarim afilu lachloik b'shavet. They are permitted if they don't say anything. We learned in the beginning of the sif. If they don't mention any cheshbonis, and they'll say that they say that, well, we shutvim, the behemah made a profit of $700 a week. Each one should take $350 on cheshbonis. And this is permissible because that means Vein Bozem Mishum Schar Shabbos. There's no Schar Shabbos because that what the Goy is giving him, let's say the Goy made $100 on Shabbos and he's giving him $50 of the $100, that's not Schar Shabbos because the behemah belonged to the Goy on Shabbos. He's giving him $50 a matone. He doesn't owe him anything. If they made this agreement, we shoot for him for 5 days, it's the goy's on Shabbos and mine on Sunday. If the goy made $100 on Shabbos, the yid made $10 on Sunday, and they decide, let's divide everything we shoot for without making cheshbonis. So this is a heter gomer. That means this is not a contradiction to the oifen hashutvis. That means Meikar Adin, they didn't have to divide up equally. They could really make a cheshbon that, let's see, how much profit was Shabbos, that belongs completely to the Goy. How much profit was Sunday, that belongs completely to the Yid. But if they agree without Bistoma, without any cheshbonis, why, what, and when, let's divide equally. They can divide equally, and then there's no shaila whatsoever of schar Shabbos, that the yid is getting the schar Shabbos because the money, the $100 that was made Shabbos, belongs completely to the goy. If he's giving him $50 of that, he's giving him a matana. This is not schar Shabbos. Gemara shekosav simen reish mem hei sif beis. Number one. Number two. Vigam da'oz, if this agreement was made that 5 days we shutvim, Shabbos it's the goyis, Sunday it's the yid, afilu im achayish shneim b'shove kol yemois ashua bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos muta. They made up, when they made the whole shutvis, they made up the responsibility, whatever will occur with the behemah the whole week, we will split up the responsibility. So Be'emison, it's like this. Shabbos, if something happened Shabbos, so theoretically, why should the Yid be responsible? It's the guy's behemah on Shabbos. The guy's behemah died on Shabbos. If something happens Sunday, there's no reason for the guy to be responsible. It was the Yid's behemah on Sunday. Af al pi kein, if both of them were mekabel responsibilities, this is not a contradiction to the shutvus that was made. They want to be mekabel responsibilities. That means these two halachas are telling us that even though dividing it up equally and having equal responsibilities really does not stim with the shutvus the way it was made, these two things does not stim because there's no reason they should have equal responsibilities all 7 days, since the Friday, Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. There's no reason that they should divide up the profits equally, since Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. But if they do it, we can live with it. And it's not considered, that shows that the whole shutvus was an omer, they didn't mean what they said. No, these two things do not contradict the shutvus, and this is glat kosher. Now, let us go. That is, if when they purchased it, they made such a shutvus, such a partnership. Vimloi hisnu mitchila Osa. If they did not make this tonight, so that means they bought it b'shutfis for 7 days. They didn't say we're shutfim for 5 days, it's the goy Shabbos and the Yid Sunday. They bought it with shutfim, so we're shutfim for all 7 days. V'imloi hisnu mitchila osa. Af al pi shehisnu acharkach. Now, I'd like to mention something now, which is a meridike sharetzion, and with this we'll understand there are two mahalchim to understand the lashon of the mechaber. Now, im loy hisnu mitchile. Also, if they did not make any tanai, so we can learn two ways what this means. One way we could learn, ve'im lo his, and the Mishnah Berurah and over here did not say this pshat, later he'll bring down such a pshat, but let's learn like this now. Ve'im lo hisnu mitchile, if they did not make a tanai, so they shoot him for 7 days. They shoot for 7 days, and the guy is working on Shabbos. Now the guy is working on Shabbos, so we have a big problem. Half of the behemoth belongs to the Yid, and the guy is working with his behemoth. Half the behemoth. Also, so it's also, al shvisas behemtai. That's one way we can learn, and we'll go a little further. Af al pi shehisnu achakach, and then he's saying a chiddush, that even though we made a tnai as follows. Listen, we should fit. It's ours for 7 days, but we will make up with us a chalukis hazmanim, how to use it. I'm a you're a goy, so you'll work with it Shabbos, now work with it Sunday. So that means like this. I'm not saying we should shutfim for all 7 days. We can be shutfim, but now how will it be used on Shabbos and Sunday? So we made up. You'll work with it on Shabbos, and I'll work with it on Sunday. Now perhaps there would be a svarit to say, even though it's the Yid's behema on Shabbos, but since the rights of usage belong to the goy, that was dogmach, you work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday, so perhaps this is mutter. There's no problem with shvisas behentai. It's takim my behemah, but it's wishutvim, and he has the right to use it on Shabbos. I have the right to use it on Sunday. So perhaps one might think that makes it flat kosher. Listen, So that's the second halacha. Af al pi shehisno achakach, it's still also. So the way we are now learning pshat and the Mechaber is saying, v'imiloi hisno mitchile, if they didn't make any tnai, so tzicha also. The yid has a shutvus in the behemah on Shabbos. The guy is working with the behemah, so he's working with that. He doesn't want to work; he's working. So memela tzicha also shvisas behemta. And then he says, afal pi shehisno achakach, you'll work Shabbos. So they made a chalukas hazmanim in the shimush of the behemah. You work the whole Shabbos; I'll work the whole Sunday. Afal pi kin it's still also. Because it's still the Yid's Behema on Shabbos, so maybe you're working with the Yid's Behema. That is one way we can learn Pshat. This is not the first case. The first case was when the whole Shutfus was, we're Shutfum for 5 days, it's yours for Shabbos and mine for Sunday. So there was no Shutfus on Shabbos and Sunday. That's a Heter Gomel. That is the first case, what the Mechaber says. That was in Hisnu, Shayasim and Yehudi, Shekonawai Sheshitl and Yehudi b'Shabbos v'Yisrael b'Yemchel. That means it's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. It's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. That's Mutter. That's Heter Gomel. Im loy hisnu. So it's ours 7 days of the week. So it's also. So when the guy works with it on Shabbos, it's also because he's working with a Yiddish Shabbos. And afilu they made up. Afilu, they made up that you're going to work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, but it's still also because it's still the Yid's behemah and the Zayisar of Shvisas behemtai. That's one way we can learn Pshat. Now we can learn a second way Pshat, and the Mishnah Berurah here is going to say the second way. In Shaar HaTzion he mentions the first way, and later he'll mention the first way. There's a second way we can learn Pshat. Amar Dikei Pshat. There's a Mordek Rivosh. The Rivosh says, if I have a shutvis with a goy, we shutvim min a behime, and the goy mitzad his bailus in the behime, I'll shutvim, he has a right to work with it. I mean, he's a shutiv. In such a case, there's no iser of shvises behemtai. Not so ever. The whole din of Shvises Behemta means if it's my behemah, so I have to make sure the behemah shouldn't work on Shabbos. But if the goy has a shutvis in the behemah, so it's his behemah also. So the Torah can't tell me I have to see that the behemah should be Shavis. If the guy has an ownership also, he's a shutiv. So there's no Issa Bechlal of Shvises Behemtai. Period. So this is a shitas harivosh that by shutvis akum there's no din of shvises behemtai. So then we will learn pshat as follows. We'll see. Let's learn again the lashon of the Mechaber. Ve'im loy hisnu mitchila. If they didn't make this tnai mitchila osa, so it was osa lechatchila to make such a shutvis. That means you're buying a behemoth that you're making that will have to work Shabbos. So it's osa to do such a thing. But later there's no issa of shvises behemtai. And afal pi shehisnu achakach, it will be also because of schar Shabbos. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im loy hisnu mitchila. If they did not sifkot nchav gimel. Im loy hisnu mitchila la'achar shenishtatfu. After they became shutvim. Oma loy, he told them. Toil ato b'Shabbos v'ani kenegdecho b'chayil, and that's the second thing. What it says, afal pishisnu achakach v'ani kenegdecho b'chayil, af im noima she'ein iser boze machmas shvisas behemtoi. We will say there's no iser of shvises behemtai, kivin sheyesh le'ene Yehudi chelik bo, that the goy is a chaylik in it, so there's no isa of shvises behemta. I'm not mitzuvah to see that the behemah should be shavis if a chaylik of the behemah belongs to the goy and he has a right to work with it. Kibin sheyesh leini yehudi chaylik bo va'al kol chay shal Yisrael oise malache. He can do malache al kol chay shal Yisrael. So since he can do malache, there's no mitzvah on the yid to see that the behemah should be shavis. Mikol mokim also, it's still also not al shvises behemtoy. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying pshat in the mechaber. The minute they are shutfim, there is no issa of shvises behemtoy. It is still osa. Why is it osa? Rabachol zeh hu neitel yoim echad keneged yoim haShabbos v'havi schar Shabbos shaloi behavlo. So that means that if they had made up that you'll work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, so it comes out we have a behemah hamishutefes. The guy worked and made $100 Shabbos with the behemah. I'm going to work Sunday, and I'm going to work Sunday, and I'm going to make $100 with the behemah. Now the guy will let me keep the whole $100 of the Sunday work because he worked Shabbos on my behemah, which is half mine, so he owes me $50. So he's paying me $50 by letting me take the complete Sunday profit. That's what he's doing. If we made this up, you'll work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday. So there's an Isser of Schar Shabbos. So that is Pshat. This is how the Mishnah Berurah Deval is learning Pshat in the Mechaber. Again, this is a mahalach that by shutfes akum there's no isser of shvisus bemtei. V'im lo hisnu mitchila, ela la'acher shenishtatfu. After they became shutfim omalei, he told them v'hisnu achakach. He told them teilato b'shabbes. You work the whole day Shabbos. And you're working on a behemoth that's half mine, and really, you owe me money for working with my behemoth. And I'll work v'ani keneg decha b'chayl, and I'll work Sunday, and so the $50 that you made on my behemoth Shabbos, I'll take it back on Sunday. So it comes out, af im noima, safilu we will assume, she'ein iso b'zamach mashvises behemtoy, we will assume there's no iso of shvises behemtoy, kivin she'yesh le'eini yehudi chelik bo. Since the goy has a chelik in the behemoth, so in such a case, v'al kol chay shel Yisrael oisa malacha, he can do malacha with the behemah, al kol chay shel Yisrael, because he's a shutif in the behemah. So by shutvis akum, this bechlal no iser of shvises behemah. Mikolma came also if they were masna later. And they said that you'll work Shabbos, you'll take, and I'll work Sunday, and I'll take all the Revochim Sunday. Mikol Mokim Osa, if they were Masnim, the Bechol Zeh Neutel Yom Echad Keneged Yom HaShabbos, he's taking all the Revochim of Sunday, Keneged all the Revochim that the Goy took Shabbos, Vavishar Shabbos, Shaloi Bahavlo, and that is Osa. So this is how the Mishnah Berurah is learning the Vayal Pshat and the Mechaber, that Shutvis Akum is Osa, is Mutter, by Shutvis Akum there's no Isser of Shvises Behemtoy, but if they made a Tanai, that you work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday, it's Osa al Tzchar Shabbos. Now let us think for 1 minute, according to this Mahalach, what if they didn't make a Tanai? There's no Upbach. We became shutvim behemah. The guy worked Shabbos. He works, the guy works Shabbos. Sunday we're working together. There was no Cheshbon a day, Keneged a day. So what should be the din according to this Mahalach? It should be Mutter. Then it should be Mutter. The whole Issa only here is Al Schar Shabbos. Now let's look at the Loshon of Mechaber. Vim lo hisnu mitchila oser, af al pi shehisnu achakach. So it seems from the Loshon of the Mechaber Vais, hisnu achakach should make it better. And the way that even though hisnu achakach, it's still osa. That means imloi hisnu, it's zicher osa. Nafar pishe hisnu, it's still osa. The way we are learning now, that's not true. If loi hisnu, it'll be mutter. Because there's no isa of shvises behemtoi, and there's no schar Shabbos. If it's hisnu, then it's osa. So the loshen of the mechaber is very difficult according to this pshat. So let us see now the next Mishnah Berurah. Af al pi shehisnu achakach. Zok the Mishnah Berurah miloshen ze mashma. That means even though it was hisnu achakach, it's still also. If it was loy hisnu, it's zicher also. That's how the loshen would seem. Miloshen ze mashma. The choshkein the imloy hisnu klal the also. That's what it seems. Beveis Yosef mitzadid loyma da af im laacher sheni shtat vlo hisne loyma toil ato elachil kim stam haschar kol hashavu bishove deshari. The Beveis Yosef wants to say no, im loy hisnu, they didn't make any conditions, and they, the guy works on Shabbos and everything is equal, and there's no cheshbonis, it's muta. If there is schar, if the chelkim b'shove is taking it ba'avlo, they're dividing everything equally. Ve'isar the shvises behemtoi sviralo de'enkan. There's no isar shvises behemtoi since they are shutvim. Da'ina Yehuda isar bal kochei b'shabes machmas chelke sheyeshloi. Va'ach da'osa b'ze isar mitchilo k'shenishtatev. To do such a thing, that means after you became a shutev, there's no issa of shvises behemte. What can I do? He's a shutev also, but you should never become a shutev in such an oifen. V'ach dosa b'ze issa mitchilek shenishtatev, shoyu loy loche shiyashe b'vheim ha'moloche b'shabes, v'hav loy lahasnis mitchilek tulata, ein shem b'beis Yosef. So memele, so that's the shittas in Beis Yosef. The shittas Beis Yosef is as follows: that if they did not make any tanai and they made up, they're going to divide the profits equally. The guy worked Shabbos and they're going to divide it equally. It's mutter. It's also to make such a shutfis that you're putting yourself into a matzev that you're owning a behemoth that will have to work Shabbos. So it's also to make the shutfis. But after the shutfis is made, there's no issa whatsoever. According to this malach. What?
So is that how we really learn out the machaber? Is it just like that?
No. That's what the Beis Yosef says in Beis Yosef. Now let's go a little further. Omnom. Miloshen Ashulchan Aruch Mashma. That's if you learn Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said like that. In Beis Yosef, he said that if loy hisnu, it's mutter, if it was done already, and hisnu, it's also al schar Shabbos. Omna Miloshen Ashulchan Aruch Mashma de leirotza lismech al zeh lemaise. He didn't want to hold like that. So in the Loshon the Mechaber Vayst Ois, that he holds by Shutvis Akum, there's an Isser of Shvises Behemtoi, and that is Ashitas HaRivo, what the Shasim brings down. So now, in the Loshon the Mechaber, it would seem that the Mechaber is saying as follows. The Mechaber is saying, Imim Loi Hisnu Mitchila Osa, because the Goy is working with my Behem on Shabbos, even though he's a shutev. Va'av avo pishehisnu achakach, they made up in the shutvis, you'll work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, that still doesn't take off the issa of shvises behemtoi. That's he says. Amnam milshayna shulchanoch mashmed deleirotz alismech hazel amaisa v'da da'afilu lefi das habeis Yosef hanal. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef that holds that shutfis akum. There's no iser of shvisis beemtoy. He said that if you divide it equally, it's mutter. Elabamokim hefsid godol. That gufe to divide it equally is only permitted bamokim hefsid godol. Fidas haramol el bereish mem hey sifalof bago. Mash magnavum di eshlis meichalze. In reish mem hey we hear the machlekes the mechaber and the ramo. If you are allowed to divide the profits equally, if you're allowed to divide the profits equally, the Machabos you're not allowed to, the Ramah holds, that's the Shitas HaRambam, and the Ramah holds that the Shitas HaRosh you're allowed to, and B'mokim Hefsin Merubah you can be Seimech on the Ramah.
How much time did you got to elapse before you make it? How much is to
Ahakah? What? No, it means when they bought it, the Shutvim period, the Hisna was something else. The Hisna was they made a new upmach, that he's going to work Shabbos and Sunday. They didn't make the Hasna and the Shutvim. Yeah. Not finished. So now we hear here a hadroche. If you become a shutuf with the goy, what one lechatchila should do, he should make that the shutufim for 5 days, it belongs to the goy on Shabbos, it belongs to the Yidan Sadi. That's what you should do. If you didn't do this, then either there's an issus only of Schar Shabbos, or there's an issus of Shvisus Hemtai also. Now we are thinking of Eitzis, how to be Mata Shvisas Behemtai. Vim yalve oiso le'eni Yehudi balvo gemure sheirishus biyodoi lohoitzio im yirtze shaloi bershus Yisrael v'yiskoif hadomim al ha'eni Yehudi v'achayis ha'shvorim al ha'eni Yehudi muta. Now the Mechaber is saying now a new Eitzah, how to be matter that I have a behemoth and the guy can work with it on Shabbos. Now what is this Eitzah, what the Mechaber is speaking about? The Eitzah is as follows. I tell the guy, well, it's my behemoth, but I'm telling the guy as follows. If you want, you can take the behemoth for yourself completely. So it's like a halvo. That means if you want, you can take it. It's a milveh. So pshat is, that means he has the right to take it for himself. What happens afterwards? He didn't take it for himself and he returned the behemoth to the yid. Fine. So since in the beginning, the condition was, if you want, you can take it for yourself. So this is, it's like the goy's behem already. This already is like the goy's behem. If he wants, he can take it for himself.
What? You want to have a child of Marzayan?
No, the Marzayan, he mefals some of these things. But I'll compound them, we're talking about Me'ikar Adin. That means, in Siv Dalet, we said, if the goy is mekabel achayis, so it's 2 days if it's mutar. So why? Because the goy can't sell it. So it's really the yids. But we just went a step further. But if we gave the goy the behemoth, the behemoth is now worth $1,000, you owe me $1,000. The bain is not worth $1,000. You owe me $1,000. If you want, you can do whatever you want to put the behemoth. You pay me $1,000. If you decide to give me back the behemoth afterwards, give me back the behemoth also. So he was mekabel complete achayis, plus he has the right to do whatever he wants with the behemoth. So this condition gives him a din bailin. See, the balabos, it's his behemoth. It's his behemoth, and therefore there's no issa of shvishas Shabbos, of shvishas behemtai. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yiskayf adamim, haynu she'sham oisa bedamim kefi mashi achshav. I gave you a behemoth, and we shatzed up how much the behemoth is worth now, $1,000. Vim tisyake, if it'll become worth $1,200, oituzal, or it will be worth $800, yiya akil bishusai. That means if it's worth $1,200, you owe me $1,000. If you owe me $1,000, then you can keep the payment. If it's worth $800, you'll give me $200. I feel you return the payment. Vafilahochi. Besides the achrayis of he owes him $1,000, whatever it'll be, the lahachi hisna gam kain shirishus biyodei laitzia. If you want, you don't have to give me back the behemah. You can keep it for yourself. You just give me the $1,000. This day in Shulchan Aruch Kedas HaYeshayimim Hanal B'Siv Dalit, the second Yeshayimim, the Bini She'en Yehudi Yochel Amacha, and if the Goy can't sell it, it's not the Goy's. So here we made a condition that halachically it's the Goy's in Gansan. I go over to the Goy and I tell the Goy that you owe me. That was the time. Yal voice and Yehudi Baba Kamura Shirishus Biyode Leitziyim Yitzay Shloim Bishus Yisrael. If he wants, he can does. The Yiskei Fadome Yeni Yehudi Machayis Hashvama Yeni Yehudi Muta. V'yesh Chavov. That's the Chavov is later. V'yesh Matirim. Now others are matter, afilu loy yehei rishus biyad ha'eni Yehudi lohitziyom ayidei sheyiskaif al hadomim al ha'eni Yehudi b'milve v'yachzer ha'eni Yehudi v'yaseo apoiteki perish apoitei koi kloima lo yeilecha peroin elo mizel liYisrael. Now others are matter, and we're going to explain two mahalchim in these others. Before we said, this is zichamuta. If I tell the goy, you owe me $1,000, and you can do whatever you want to pay me, you turn back the payment later, and it's shalma yisrael. But that's considered the goy's payment. Now, there's a second day that holds, afilu the goy can't sell it. How did they do this? They made like this. They said that, listen, I'm lending it to you. You owe me $1,000. But they're fine. So theoretically, if I lend it to you, you can sell it. But we made one clause that you owe me $1,000. I want that the $1,000 should be paid up with this behemoth. So this is a clause in the halva. Right. That means the halva was for $1,000, and theoretically you lent $1,000. Theoretically you could sell it, but we made up that I want that the halva of $1,000 should be paid up with this payment. So now.
That's from the code.
Well, that's a taish apoiteki. Poitekoi, I should be able to be goyve the $1,000 from the behemoth. So now, let's talk about when the behemoth is alive. So in this case, so there's a machloike. So here, others are matter. So now there's a machloikes. What pshat in these others? What is pshat in these others? So the Sharetzim brings down a machlekes achoinim. Others say there's a Mishnah Lamelech that says amaridikezach. The behemis in this day holds that in order to be matesh visas behemtoi, you need that it should be the goyis completely. He should be able to sell it if he wants. Here, theoretically, you could sell it. It was lent to him. There was only a zaitakit clause that I want it should be paid up with the behemoth. So theoretically, he can't sell it. But that's like a double study about mitzad his bailis. Theoretically, you could sell it. So the Mishlam Melech says, afilu according to the second day, that says Kabbalah Sachayis does not make him a din bailim, but here he will have a din bailim. And others learn that this day is only according to the first day that holds its muta on afilu you can't sell it. So the Hatulim Shan this yesh matirim. Yeah. Lahaitzim al yedei bimilve, umayri gam kendemishtabur, shehil va oisam len yehudi, visham oisam bedama machanal, va domim zokov olav bimilve, ela debo lahoisev, da avda yedei ze shaosa oisa in yehudi apoita kili Yisrael, su ein lai reshus lemocha, so he lost the right to sell the behemoth. That is Yeshayim. We have two Malchim. Either it's going according to the second day, because it's called theoretically he could sell it. It's only a Zaitik Miniyah that he can't sell. Or it's going according to the first day. Or he made it an Apoitiki. Oy Yahar Hanayim. Perish, what's the title? Shahara name? Perish Mashkin, Beloshin Yishmoel, Rahan, Etzloy. He said that it'll be a Mashkin. So it's a Mashkin and the Choiv, so therefore you can't sell it. So these are two ways of preventing the Goy to sell it, but it's a halva to the Goy, but the Baim is a Mashkin and the halva. Ubelvad, but he shouldn't say that if you return it to me, it's mine from the beginning. That he shouldn't say, because the minute he says that, so then he was working with the Yid's behemoth. That means when you return it to me, it'll be mine. Mikana lahabit. Now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yahara name Etzloy. Perish. Afa pishi nichem biyad Yisrael amashkin. He's leaving it biyad Yisrael amashkin. She yochali pora mehem kshloyita in mois avurim. That means it's a mashkin by the yid. Va'acha kach noita loisem eini yudi voivid ben. That means there was a halva of $1,000. The behemah is a mashkin by the yid, and the yid holds it at night. By day he goes, the guy goes and works with it. And Shabbos also. Afalochi shori dakati gufa behemah b'shus eini yehudi. It's still considered the guy's behemah. What does that mean? Hainu, afilu im oma loy, mloy eten lochamois lizman ployni. If I won't give you the money, yeshalcha, it'll be yours. So that means that was the apoitiki, that was the mashkin, that if I don't give you the money, it'll be then yours. Kivin de loy oma loy ma'achshav yeshalcha. Since he didn't say me achshav loikonam haYisrael amafreik shloifrani yen yehudi. If he didn't say me achshav, so that means I borrowed it. It's in my achayis. And if I don't, later, if I don't give you the money, they pay you up at the bank, it will then become yours. Vein loyaleim ato rak shibud baalmen.